Hi, this is Susan Tenby of Caravan Studios and the online community meetup, hashtag OC Tribe, and you are listening to the Social Media Clarity Podcast.
There are plenty of people and plenty of places, and I think that there are plenty of times when we both simply converse and don't try to craft every single thing, even when there's a little bit of maybe fact or speculation going on in our conversations. I think we still have that.
Of course, certainly we do face-to-face. Because we don't have time to do a lookup every time we're talking.
Oh, but how many times have you been talking to somebody and suddenly said, wait a minute, we can get the answer to this?
Today?
Welcome to the Social Media Clarity Podcast. 15 minutes of concentrated analysis and advice about social media in platform and product design.
Welcome to episode 20. I'm Randy Farmer. In this episode, Scott Moore and I continue our discussion of ForumCon 2014. I missed a portion of the center of the conference and was unable to attend the presentations of the technological partners. Did you witness this?
I didn't. Okay. I'm sorry. I was just like, I really don't want to hear 5-minute pitches. It was entertaining the year before when the forum vendors were up on stage, watching them getting hammered by forum owners. Especially on the mobile question. That was one thing that was interesting, was that this year they had an entire session on mobile and there was some progress from forum vendors on mobile. But the year before, there was nothing but anger about the fact that forum vendors were not providing anything on mobile. They weren't even providing adaptive interfaces on mobile. I think what was really interesting, and it's still a problem that needs to be solved, is mobile communities were being viewed as read-only or consumable. It's like you consume what's in the community, but you don't participate. And I think there's still a lot of room to figure out how can we help people participate in a mobile fashion, particularly in a text-based long form or in a rich information way in mobile communities. And not a lot of people have really cracked that nut.
We definitely are at a transitional period where the mobile format still hasn't actually stabilized, other than browsers will probably always work on mobile phones. There's still a kind of question, is it more like Instagram? Is it more like chat? Is it more like typing paragraphs at each other? The consensus seemed to be it's probably not the last, except if voice to text might work. Charlie Ha made the observation that if they have both a mobile interface for long form comments and there's also a keyboard nearby, he, like me, will set down his mobile device and walk over to his keyboard to compose a fairly rich or long text response.
What I'd like to contrast that with is Facebook and Twitter. Now, Twitter is not long form, but it is definitely conversational. And I think there's a lot who participate on Twitter via mobile almost exclusively. And I know I tend to use Facebook, both mobile and keyboard. And I actually haven't found a difference. It depends on where I happen to be sitting. If I don't feel like getting up and I'm on mobile or I'm on a pad and I'm in Facebook, I can go ahead and write long form.
Do you do defenses and positions like you might do on a message board or a forum?
What do you mean defenses and positions? So like lay out full arguments?
Yeah. So I find I spend a lot of time, even in my hobby forums, describing something in some great detail or responding to someone who I think is misunderstanding something. I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be a major issue of the day. It may be what sharp knife to use for cutting paper. Those conversations don't take place in the similar forum structures on Facebook. No one talks about that in the Facebook group page, but they're discussing them on forums. There seems to be some difference of, in my experiences, the nature of the conversation is kind of tied up in its form of expression. It's McLuhan-esque.
Yeah, it would be fascinating to get data on this. It would be really fascinating to see what portion of Facebook and Twitter posts are put up mobile. And maybe some information about what kind of information gets passed and forth. I'll tell you, with Facebook, the only time that I will ditch mobile and switch over to a computer is because I want to post a link. Because I'm saying something and I want to post a link. And that is because Facebook, if you try to page off of Facebook, it kills the app and you lose your post most often. And that's a technical problem. If they fix that problem, I would do it. If I don't have to back my argument up with a link to somewhere else, then very often, yeah, it's almost equal.
Earlier in this conversation, I referred to a slide by Courtney Couch, which contained an image called Turd Polish. He was making a comment about what happens if you only use user interface design aesthetics when you consider building a social product. It's like polishing a turd, and he found this image on the internet. He put it on the screen. I went, that's an awesome image to capture that idea. I want to get it. And until that moment, I was using mobile for Twitter. And I had to put it down because I had to A, search, B, find the link, make sure it was appropriately hosted or pin it somewhere, then grab that URL and embed it in Twitter. Now, it's kind of interesting and ironic. If you're right and mobile can solve problems that basically are being solved by a reasonable or at least a tolerable copy and paste mechanism on PCs and keyboard driven computers, you might be right. Because when I was thinking about your argument, when I think about the rich things I'm posting on my hobby boards or the things I'm really interested in, I'm embedding links and images and structuring the layout of it so it looks nice when it gets presented and all those things. Honestly, Facebook's post composer is actually really good at many of those cases.
Yeah, actually it is.
Specifically, if you get a link to it, it goes and it does all this composition stuff, pulling in the, you know, images and the header, if it's a well-formatted post. So it's interesting. After I create a rich post, whether it be on a blog or a message board somewhere, embedding it in Facebook works the way I wish creating the first post worked.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the interesting shelling points. You take that kind of structure and find a way to do reasonable cross-application references between applications in mobile. And we might see a significant decrease in participation in things like hobbyist and specialist forums because you don't need the special tools anymore.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I think it's not just cut and paste. It's being able to go out and research your answer. When I'm really crafting something and I want to post to someone and I'm trying to pull things up, I will give you a Facebook example where I was giving some recommendations to somebody who was visiting New York and I was telling about my neighborhood and the cool things I thought were in my neighborhood. And I wanted to verify the name of one of the places. And as soon as I left Facebook, it wasn't about, I didn't cut and paste anything. And I just wanted to go research my answer and make sure my answer was going to be correct for this particular person. And I leave Facebook and I go research the answer and I come back with the answer and Facebook has ditched my post. So I went, since I had the answer, I had to rewrite the answer, but I was still on mobile the whole time. I didn't throw the mobile down and go over and find the post on Facebook again. I stayed on mobile.
I have a strange thought about this. Maybe I'll wrap my conversation about ForumCon with this. In real life, before we had Google, before we could cut and paste and confirm things were true, when we wanted to say something and we weren't sure it was 100% right, we just said it anyway. I'm fascinated where this has led for me. When I'm doing these complicated post constructions I'm creating, I'm trying to be right. I'm trying to make it the best post about that topic that I can possibly make it. I'm spending tens of minutes often to construct these things. That has nothing to do with conversation.
You're right.
That's preparing a blog post. That's preparing a paper. Somehow, because we've made it so easy to access information, supposedly correct information, and it's all at our fingertips, I suffer from the problem of wanting to always seem like I'm correct online instead of just getting through the conversation and moving on to the next one. And that's probably a big difference between conversational forums, which I will loosely throw Twitter and Facebook into, versus what we often talk about when we talk about forums, where long-form communication.
Right.
After all, blogs are derived from forum technology. There were forums and the blogs came when we wanted to deal with, well, how do we control all these problems with content? And the answer is, well, we give you a forum. We call it a weblog. You create the threads and you moderate all the replies. It's fascinating how this path forks when you take away the ability to get it all right and construct big, long things because you just have to get this done in less than a minute.
Right.
How it crafts the nature of the conversation.
Yeah, I've abandoned more tweets than I can count because by the time I crafted it so that it was right, or I felt that it was a valuable addition to the conversation had moved on.
Exactly. We used to risk error.
Yeah, well, what's funny is I grew up in a household where Dad especially would punctuate his discussions with an open encyclopedia. So I kind of grew up that way.
So the internet's your favorite kind of place.
It is. And when you're into history, especially when you have a lot of amateur historians, and I'm not a professional, but we're all amateurs. Yeah, if we can nail things down rather than speculate, we think it's better for us. But I would say that there are plenty of people and plenty of places, and I think that there are plenty of times when we both simply converse and don't try to craft every single thing, even when there's a little bit of maybe fact or speculation going on in our conversations. I think we still have that.
Of course, certainly we do face-to-face because we don't have time to do a lookup every time we're talking.
Oh, but how many times have you been talking to somebody and suddenly said, wait a minute, we can get the answer to this?
Today?
So I think that the access to information
during this podcast? Only about a half dozen times.
So I think you're right. The nature of the access to information could be shifting how some of our conversations are going. I think that the technology, whether it's forums or whether it's social media or anything, still needs to catch up to how we rapidly shift and have conversations. I still think that there's a lot of room to help people have civil discussions, good quality discussions, rather than just hear, make a comment and move on.
That sounds like an awesome wrap to this episode. So let's tell the listeners goodbye.
Yes. Thank you, Lucy Bartlett and Vig Link for ForumCon. You helped stimulate a lot of thought with a whole lot of people, and we really appreciate it.
And thanks to all the speakers and participants and the people who tweeted.
Awesome.
Till next time, catch you later.
Bye.
For links, transcripts, and more episodes, go to socialmediaclarity.net. Thanks for listening.